to help translate something, and then they try, and then we work on it in the class. And we're translating a book from the 16th century about emptiness, which is based on a book from the 7th century about emptiness, which is based on a book from the 3rd century about emptiness, which is based on Lord Buddha's presentations 800 years before that. And these are the two books we're working on, I think, are the greatest Tibetan presentations of emptiness. So you're welcome just to come to the class. In the monastery, there's a tradition, even if you're not up to the subject level of the other students, to just come in the class and absorb what you can absorb. So I'd encourage you to come. You're always welcome to come and just absorb as much as you can absorb. And there'll be grammar cases and weird words flying around. You don't have to worry about that. Try to understand the grasp the general subjects that are being talked about. Okay? And that applies to online people too. So we were talking about why people at the seventh bodhisattva level, Aichan people, haven't reached the seventh bodhisattva level. And there were four wrong ideas, and we disproved those wrong ideas. And then we got to Rangluk. What's Rangluk?
Our system.
Yeah, Rangluk is where finally they present our system. And again, this is this famous Tibetan thing of Shenluk, Garpa, Rangluk, Shakpa, Tsopa, Poa. Shenluk, Garpa means what? Yeah, you disproved the other guy. So in a classical monastic presentation, what we call yukcha, in a monastic textbook, it's very, very beautiful. They don't write like your high school math book, which I'm still thinking about. You know, in the high school math, they give you another page each day. It has like four problems you have to solve at home. And it just tells you, you know, this is this idea in geometry, and that's the way it is. And in a Tibetan monastery, they wouldn't write a book that way. The book is presented in dialectic or debate format, and then the other guy comes up first and presents an idea which is subtly wrong. And then we have to struggle to find out where did he make his subtle mistake. Because those are all the mistakes that we ourselves will make on the same subject. So before anything, they teach you the subtly wrong ideas about a subject. And they teach you why each one is wrong. Because sooner or later, you or your students will get this idea. And then after they're done wiping out the other guy always loses. We come to Rangluk Shakpa. What's Rangluk Shakpa? That's where we put forth our system. That's the only part that would be in a typical high school math book, you see? It would just be, here's the way it is. You know, there's no question, there's no interesting debate, and it just tells you what's true. You know, so we're in Rangluk Shakpa, but I think the great beauty of the Tibetan monastic textbooks, again, which are called what? Yikchan. Say Yikchan. Yik means what? Yike.
Letter.
Like Bam Yik. Bam Yik means a bomb letter, right? Or, and then Cha means sort of like a set. Or a collection of written notes. So it's like a textbook, but it's called a yukcha. The beauty of the yukchas, I think, is in the third step, which is tsupa pongwa. Say tsupa
pongwa.
What's tsupa? Tsupa.
Debate.
Yeah. Tsupa is patience. Okay. Tsupa is debate. And it can mean an argument. They're having a marital argument or something, you know. So tsugyore. But it also means debating, formal debating. Tsupa poa means to what? Yeah, to overcome. So the other guy gets to come back and make objections to our system. And that's the beauty of it. You see, we wipe him out, we tell him what's true, and then he gets to come back and take a few shots at us. And then those are the most interesting, because those are even more subtle. Okay? So we're going through these three steps. We're right on Rangluk Shakpa. And this conversation started out Why? Why are we discussing why bodhisattvas of the seventh level outshine others by virtue of the state of their mind? Why are we on this subject? Are we going to the bodhisattva levels? Yes. Please, nod. Just nod. When Alistair nods, you nod. Okay? And so what happened on the last level, the sixth level? Huh? We're on the seventh level, right?
You have to use...
Dumbenge la duri yodation. So six must come before seven. Yeah, good. So what happened on the sixth level?
You meditate on the emptiness of signs.
We didn't have any presentation in the sixth place after that. There hasn't been any. So, Dunbe no la dupa dhyata. So six doesn't come before seven.
It does.
Huh? Kalmachu. Not necessarily so. So in this case, six doesn't come before seven. Nekamla. Yeah, it's true. There's no presentation in 6.7 level. What are we, the level are we on?
Seven.
Nine, man. Huh? Comparing seven to what? To one. We're still at level number one. Okay? He started at one. I don't know why. But he's going from one to ten, right? And on the first bodhisattva level, by virtue of your rig, you outshine others, right? What's rig?
Your family.
Your family or your class. Like, you're totally different breed of being. You are a completely different breed of being. Why? On level number one. Huh? Yeah, you're just emptiness directly, right? So Hinayana Arahant outshines other people by virtue of their rig, of their family. Because they've seen emptiness directly. So they outshine other people by virtue of their rig in this context. So it's not talking about that you outshine other people because you saw emptiness directly. But they saw emptiness directly and they don't outshine other people. No, they don't. Not in this context. No. They haven't reached the first bodhisattva level. So what is it that makes you outshine other people? Yes. You saw emptiness but under the influence of ultimate love, right? So those kind of people are higher class of person. They're just a higher class of person. They just outshine everybody. Okay? Even in Hinayana people who've seen emptiness. Okay? So how did that go to the seventh bodhisattva level? He was drawing a parallel. We've been this parallel for months and months now. He was drawing a parallel. He said, oh, and by the way, you also outshine people at the seventh bodhisattva level. But that's different. How do you outshine people at the seventh bodhisattva level? By virtue of your rig? Are you like for the first time an Aryan and nobody else is?
No.
No, so what? How do you outshine people when you reach the seventh bodhisattva level? It's on the screen. I'll give you a clue. They are said to outshine the others because of a very special subject state of mind. The mind is special. To perceive a very special object, a special kind of emptiness, by means of a very special method of perception. Okay? Got it? That's why we're on the seventh bodhisattva level. Why? Because they also outshine people. We won't get to the seventh bodhisattva level until like 2000, I don't know why. Okay? We're just talking how the seventh level is similar to the first level. Because you outshine people, but in a different way. Okay? Got it? Without answer, not okay. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. We're going to see how the object is different, how the state of mind is different, and how the method of perceiving it is different. It's going to be some kind of emptiness perception, but somehow it's different from other kinds of emptiness perception, right? So, to you, does emptiness change? Is the emptiness that an Arya sees in the first moment of the path of seeing different from the emptiness that a Buddha sees? Do they perceive it in any different way?
Yes.
No, it's just direct perception. Really, it's not more or less the direct perception entities. Really, it's not. Totally the same. Okay? I mean, a Buddha is also perceiving other things, but how the way in which they see emptiness directly is not different. Okay? It's 100% pure direct perception emptiness in both cases. Okay? But he says something's different. Let's see what. Did anybody work on this one? Is it all on your flash disk?
No. I think you have the other one.
Oh, yeah?
You have the one. And this is still part of Rebecca's dispute. Do you still have the old one?
I don't know. Let's see. This is probably this, April 30th?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tibetan Transmission.
No, that's not.
Yeah, that's not many. No, I mean,
Can
you check that? Can you want me to run your flash disk? Do you still have me? Can I throw your flash disk?
That's not mine, but yes.
Okay. Catch. Yeah. All right, we'll just do it. Now, in this class we read together, we have it in Roman to help you. The trick to succeed in the monastery if you can't read Tibetan very well is just to move your mouth, like as if you were saying something. Okay, and try, say something, okay? 1, 2, 3. You care for Chen, son of a man, Chiki, Mugal Ki, Chima, Pambe, Opa, Yam, Tape, Pala. Okay, good. This is you, Kipa Chen. What's you? By the way, it's spoken Tibetan, and you're going to get a dose of it this weekend, right? Why? He makes me look smart because he taught me my spoken Tibetan, so when I translate for him, it's like translate for your mom or something. But they would say you. They don't say you. Okay, say you.
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 Okay. You Kepa Chen means, how is this a different kind of emptiness? How is this a more amazing kind of emptiness? Sanapa Menche. What's Sanapa?
Fifth
level Bodhisattva. Menche means on down. From there, doesn't include the fifth Bodhisattva level when you say on down?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's tricky, okay? Menche ki. Say Lokyo. Lokyo ki Pangcha. Lokyo ki Pangcha. Lokyo is a difficult word and you should learn it, okay? I don't think you'll find it in the dictionary. Lokyo means, what's. Kyawa means share, right? Like bhaga in Bhagavan. It means to share. Kyawdan is a typical Tibetan name. It means the people have a share. But what it means is a shared goodness, right? Special kinds of good karma. Lo means personal. So lokyal means... A lokyal kipangja means it's personal thing to get rid of. What's that mean? There's like a negative state of mind called doubting the path, okay? There's a negative state of mind, anyomo, a klesha, called doubting the path. Whose mokyal kipangja is that? What state of realization is this? Does this klesha belong to? Meaning, what state of realization has as their personal responsibility to get rid of that particular klesha? Tonglam. Inside of Tonglam what? Parchamelam or Namdulam? Parchamelam. The deep meditation. It's during the deep meditation, it's during the direct perception of emptiness that the fight is going on against doubt. Okay? And by the time you come out of that meditation, the fight is over. Okay? And that's what you're... Is that what you're doing in class today or last time? That's that idea of when a certain understanding enters the mind, like a light that you turn on in a dark room, then what is the process by which the mental affliction or the negativity is removed, you know? And how do they fight? Like, is it halfway through that experience that the mental affliction is halfway gone? Or where do they touch in the mind? What's it mean to be halfway done with the mental affliction? You see, I mean, how does that happen exactly? And that's your class later, right? Bokchimba, right? But Lo Gyalki Bangja, what's the Lo Gyalki Bangja? If I say the Lo Gyalki Bangja Lo Gyalki Bangja is having to take a lower birth after you die, then what's the state of realization that has that as its particular thing to abandon, thing to eliminate? Yeah. Jorlam, sir. Say Jorlam.
Sir.
The path of mastery within the path of preparation, right? So that now you get to feeling what Lo Gyalki Bangja is, okay? It means that negativity in the mind, which is possessed or which is owned or which is the personal responsibility of a specific state of realization to finish. Okay? Got it? Alistair, do your thing. Yeah, okay. He's nodding. Okay. Lo Gyalki Chimapambe Gopa. Okay? What's a Gopa? Cessation. Give me an example of a cessation. Yeah, a cessation of what? Yeah, all negative thoughts. All negative thoughts. From being slightly bugged up to seeing reality the wrong way. Okay? All the other negative thoughts. Okay, gopa. The absence of something. Okay? Here comes a difficult idea. Say yanda ta.
Yanda ta.
Yanda means like samyak in Sanskrit. It means perfect or the total. Ta means what? Yeah, the end of something. Like, this is the end of this table. It's the ta is here. Okay? Our root lama's name was Tarchin. Why? He went to the end of the ta. Tarchin means go to the end of the ta and beyond. Okay? So, I want to... Yandakta is like a six-month thing in the monastery. To study Yandakpata is a like six-month thing in the monastery. So I thought that we would go to its definition somewhere, and you can see it, and then I'll also remember what it is. Okay. So I'm going to say, how would I look for its definition? Huh? Yeah, yandak tai tsengi. Yandak tai. Tsengi won't fit. So I'll teach you a trick. Leave off the yang. Okay? And tsengi. It doesn't matter, right? And where would you look? I'll give you a choice. You can look in the 500 BC, you can look in 200 AD to 800 AD, or you can look in about 1500. You'd be more likely to be able to read the 1500, okay? So that's called what?
Sumbums.
And I happen to know it's in Parchin. So to really use the database well, it's helpful if you've been through the Geshe course. Okay. Which is about how many people use it. Okay. So I'm going to read this just in Tibetan, okay, just for good luck. Nyipa rangi lugla, melang ngundu ma songwe, chanju sempe, zogmin jangsu ma chepe ngarugil, ngundu che nyishing, mi che zogmin jangsu che jesu, ngundu che, zogmin jangsu ma chepe ngarugil, ngundu tu che na shita tuwe gakcha yebe kyaba du chegi dunganye wa shiwe nyeshe yin de dim ten tam dun zo gyebe yanda tai tseni yinbe. That's the definition of yanda tai. Okay, it's very short. I'll give it to you roughly, okay? Menang unda ba songwe, and that's a misspelling. Menang unda ba songwe means someone who has not been on a lower path. Menlang Gundamasong means hasn't been on a lower path. What it means is, if I say to you, everybody who's seen emptiness is a bodhisattva. Yeah, he's a Dhammadhar. So I say, so you can see emptiness and not be a bodhisattva. Shock. Yeah, Hinayana. So they are Manlam. They have seen something on a lower path. Now they graduate. They can jump straight to, say, the second path of the Mahayana. You see what I mean? They can graduate up. And then they go through the Mahayana path, but they do it in a different way, right? They've already seen emptiness. They have a lot more experience in some ways. They're called Menlangundasoma. Menlangundasoma means somebody who's been on a bodhisattva track, what?
Before.
All along. They never went to a lower track. They started on a bodhisattva track. Okay? Menlangundasoma. Chanju Senpa. Bodhisattva. Zolmin Jangsun. These are three stages called completion, ripening, and purification. So, Mache Bengalotra, before that, Munduche Nyushin, they're able to reach these stages, but Miche, they don't. Zomin Changsun Che Jesu misspelled, Munduche, but then they go through these three stages and then they are able to. Zomin Changsun Mache Bengalotra Munduche Na, and if they happen to do that, if they go through those three steps, if they don't go through those three steps and bring it about, shitatowe gakcha ye. Shitatowa. What's shitar? What's a shiweta? The extreme of peace, but what would that be? Yeah, Hinayana Nirvana. Which in plain English is what? You wipe out your own mental afflictions, but you don't much care about other people's problems. Okay? So you're like hanging out in some kind of weird nirvana. Like you're happy, but nobody else is. And you're not too worried about it. Okay? That's called the extreme or the cliff, right? The cliff, what do you call it? The edge of a cliff called peace. It's the edge of a cliff called peace. Shiweta. They have this problem. That's still a gakcha. They still have to get rid of that, right? Yebe, kaba duchegi dunyam. What's kaba duchegi dunyam? What are the three kinds of suffering?
Suffering.
And what's the classical example in scripture of the suffering of suffering? A backache or a headache. Then there's gyuri dunyam. Suffering of change. Classical example, a fine dinner is suffering. Okay? In some cases. No, really. Not the way it's been done recently. Seriously. Okay? Gyuri Dunya. And then Kyaba Dujeri Dunya? The base of suffering meaning what? Yeah, the fact that we are subject to aging and death. Okay, so here he's talking about the third one. Kyaba Dujeri Dunya. Nyewar Shiva. Has put it to rest. It's a verb, has put it to rest. Nyershi Yin. What's a Yin? Yin is like the realm or the sphere. You know, that place. You are parked in a place where you no longer have the third kind of suffering. Okay. Dirten is the definition of the ultimate end here. Damden Tsokyope, Yanda Tai Tsini. Okay? So basically, you can think of it as they have finished the third kind of suffering. They are in a state of peace, nirvana. Gacha Ye. But it sounds like they still have this problem of being in a lower nirvana. Okay? Alright? Let's see if there's a simpler one. Okay. No. Let's see if anyone did it from a... What's the difference between Uma and Pachin? In the monastery, as one of the five subjects, what's the difference between middle way and perfection of wisdom? Yeah. It's a misnomer, right? Perfection of wisdom actually refers to lower middle way. And middle way refers to higher middle way. In the monastery. when you talk about the five subjects that a Geshe studies, okay? So then let's go to, let's see if anyone treated Yandakta from Uma, which means from higher money maker. No, let me give you the definition. Sorry? That wasn't done by a Galupa. Okay. Let's expand the search. Da, Bar, Tai, Sen. Let's see if that helps. Not with that. I don't know why, Ted, but it works faster when I'm online. Is there a reason? If the DOS works faster when I'm here. In the temple, maybe. I don't know. I'll give you one more way to search for it, and then we'll just leave it. Yang Da Ta, or... No, it doesn't matter. Sorry? Yang Da Beta. These are the two ways to say it, Yang Da Ta or Yang Da Beta. Okay? Let's do a search for it this way. Near what? Seni. How close? One line. Not one line, otherwise you'll get into a lot of mess. Okay. You'll learn. Here's how. Who's this author up here? See the arrow? Ngapel. Ngapel then, yeah. The great Mongolian scholar who wrote. Not the vows, but it's close. Yes, Nak is Salam Namshak. Say Salam Namshak. He wrote the book on the levels of Tantra. Okay? So here he says, why do we call it Yang Dakta? Why do we call it the ultimate end? Okay? The perfect end. Teyang Korwa Len Debe Chir, because you have gone beyond samsara, Korwe Paroni, the very end of samsara, is Yandak Ta, is the ultimate end, okay? Te, Tani, and the end means Korwa Sepe Nyangde So, that nirvana in which you have finished off with samsara, okay?
Does that mean you've gotten rid of your beliefs?
There's a debate. There's two kinds of nirvana, right? One with the something remaining and something not. And then it depends on what score you're in. Okay. So I like his... Anyway, it has to do with nirvana. Okay? The ultimate end of samsara. Okay? So let's go back to our text. Yul Kepa Chen. The object in this case is... What do we use? Very special. Because we are talking about the ultimate end, which is a cessation in which we have eliminated. Those impurities, which are the responsibility, particular responsibility? Of the fifth and lower bodhisattva levels to eliminate from us. Okay? You alright? You alright? It's a certain kind of stopping of your negative qualities that has been already accomplished on the fifth bodhisattva level and on down. Okay? You're focusing on that absence. So I want to get you into this idea. Is this emptiness? I'll say what it is and then you tell me if it's emptiness. This is the absence of the negativities that bodhisattvas have eliminated from themselves in the fifth bodhisattva level sometime. Is that emptiness? Yantheng says no. Why not? There's an easy way to describe it. Describe the gacha. Yeah, good. Very simple way to, in a debate ground, this is a beautiful way to answer it. It can't be emptiness. Why not? Because what they got rid of really, it existed. It existed. But two-headed purple elephants don't exist. Okay? So this is not a gacha. Gacha. Is it a gacha? It's a, say, lamki gacha.
Lamki gacha.
That means there's something eliminated by a pa. Those are like anger, jealousy, desire, competitiveness. Okay? Then rigpe gacha yena mebi yemi. If it's the gacha which is eliminated by the reasoning of the middle way, then it necessarily doesn't exist.
That's true.
That's true. Okay? That's true. Then it's a two-headed purple elephant. If it's what Aryana Gardner was trying to prove didn't exist, then it doesn't exist. Okay? Probably. Alright? Got it? So rigpe gacha is the thing that don't exist. Like what? Like cookies that come from their own side. Cookies that come from not giving them to someone else. Point to a cookie that came without giving cookies to someone else.
A cookie I can't eat.
Yeah, a cookie you can't eat. We'll find it. Okay? Alright? But anger, I mean, is that a gacha? It's a lamki gacha, but is it the gacha of which emptiness is empty? No, because my God, it exists. I mean, every hour of the day, it's ruining our fun time at Macaroni or wherever it was. You know? You know, anger is spoiling our fun. Okay. Here we go. So we've established that the object is special. This state of mind of a who?
Seven-level
bodhisattva outshines states of mind of other bodhisattvas at other levels because it has a very special object that it's focused on, which is what? The fact that bodhisattvas on the fifth level and down got rid of some negativities? That's what it says. Okay? Which is a kind of cessation. Okay? But it's not emptiness. Alright? Let's keep going, we'll see. Let's read together. You ready? This is a long one. So lots of chances to move your mouth without saying anything. Just, like, you'll probably get more cookies. But you have to start when we start, okay? Alright. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Yu Qin Shi Qin Qin Yang Lin Hak Ba To Bei Ngo Bei Nyong Ju Tu Mo Ma Yin Ba Shi Qi To Tsu Cha. Stop there. We can cut it. I can make it short. Okay. The Yulchen
subject
state of mind here is also special. It is a tumo mayimba, a very unique nyomju. State of deep meditation. What was it in the Yoga Sutra? Huh? Nyom Bajupa. What's nyom? Equal. How do you say equal? What do you call this pose in yoga where you're equal? Huh? Samastiti. Yeah. So sama. And then what's the jup part? Pati. Pati. Samapati. Okay. It is a very unique. Deep state of meditation. Why is it sama? Why is it balanced? Yeah, you're not going into thinking about dinner, and you're not falling asleep because you just had dinner. All right, those two. It's balanced between these two states. Deep state of meditation On cessation, okay. Gopin Yongju is a long subject, but basically, for example, one kind of Gopin Yongju is where for like 15 minutes or 15 years, you don't think a normal thought. You don't think any conceptual thought. You're just sitting there. It's not always a desirable state of meditation. Like, you can reach it without understanding anything. If you get good at meditating, you can shut down the surface state of the mind and just live in the bottom state of the mind. But it doesn't do much for you. Okay? That's one kind of a Gopin Yongju. Then what's shut down is normal thinking processes. But you're still having some subtle thinking processes. Okay? Deep state of meditation, that's a deep kind, a deep, very unique. Deep meditation of the cessation time, wherein one has topa attained, a sakbar. Yeah, a what? That's lak, it's close. Lak, you're thinking laksam. A very, what do you call it? Remarkable is good. A remarkable stage in your nyamlen. We're going backwards if you didn't notice. In your practice, right? Of shiro giparo to chimba. The perfection of wisdom. So he promised us three special things. Bodhisattvas on the seventh bodhisattva level outshine other bodhisattvas who are below them because they have a special state of mind, because they're focusing on a special object, and they're doing it in a special way. He's covered two of them. The object is special because it's the fact that these lower arhats, he's focused on the fact that these lower bodhisattvas don't have these problems anymore. That's what he's focused on, which is called the ultimate end, or something like that, okay? Which is just another word for a kind of a semi-nirvana, okay? And then his state of mind is described here. He's in deep meditation. He doesn't have certain things going on in his mind. And he's at a high level of the perfection of wisdom. Okay? Yeah.
Is it really appropriate to say very unique?
I don't think you have to.
I mean, unique means that only one.
Yeah, okay. You got me. Okay. Oh, you're right. Who's that? Who is that? Hi. Okay, good. Okay, let's read this together. One, egg, dog, ding. Dog, so, child, so, ki, tung, te, ke, chi, ma, chi, la, ni, na, nu, be, go, ne. Panyong ma jupa dam ja zo ki ke chi ma chi la ni na nyu pa te len dam nyu pe gyu sen ki im be. Okay, good. Your claps are getting good. Okay. Totsu, the third way in which they are special. The third way in which they outshine other people. Their state of mind. Totsu, which means what?
The way they perceive.
Yeah, the way they perceive the object. Totsu, jazok. Jazok is tungte kechik. What's a kechik man? What's a kechik? One instant. What's kechik tungte? What's kechik tongde? Yeah, it's an instantaneous turning into somebody special. That was described yesterday. Okay. Kechik machikla. In a single instant. But that's not enough. He says, chazoki tongde. jazok tungte. Jazok tungta means tungta means the extremely smallest moment in time. So there are different kinds of kichings. There are different kinds of instants. There's the instant it takes to snap your finger, which actually has 65 jazok kichings inside of it. So you can call it a microsecond or something. Jazok means the smallest amount of time in which you can do something. Jazok. Okay? So jazok tungte kichings means the absolute smallest amount of time there can be. So that whole thing in this Aryanagarjuna's book about, you know, splitting the instant in half, it's ridiculous because everybody knows. In a big instant, you have 65 smaller instants. And those are tungte kichings. And they have a start and an end, and that's all. And you can't split them because they're the smallest. Okay? In that one instant, Ninang Nube Gone, Ninang, what's Ninang?
Duality.
Okay? Duality, I mean, typical way to describe duality. Ninang means two things are appearing, right? What two things? Do you know? Do you remember? The way it appears to be and the way it really is are not the same. They're conflicting. It looks to me like you're sleepy because you're sleepy. But that's my karma. It's coming from me. It's not coming from you. If I had been more lively this weekend, maybe, then other people would be other people would be less sleepy. So, but it looks to me so that you, as somebody who's sleepy from your side, and the reality of it, which means you're sleepy because I was sleepy, those don't fit. They don't get, because there's a duality here. That's what duality means. Reality, which appears to be coming from its own side, when in truth is not coming from its own side, is called duality. Okay? Nina nu. What's nu? Chok. Nu means west. Okay? Paschima. Like Paschimottanasana. Okay? Paschimotta. Paschima. And part, the P changes to B, changes to W. The Cha changes to T. The A changes to E. And where do you get? Paschimottanasana. The Paschima means west, right? Paschi. Paschi. P changes to B and then to W. The A changes to E. The S stays as S. The CH goes back to T. West directly comes from Paschi. You're saying, so it's a western stretch. You're stretching the back of your body, which in Tantra is considered the western side of the body. Okay. So, Nup means as a verb, what would it mean? What happens in the west around now? The sun goes down, okay? So nu became a verb that meant it sets or it subsides or it goes away. Okay? So ninang nu means what?
A new duality.
Your sense of duality has what do you call it?
Has
subsided. Who said subsided? That's good. Yeah, it has subsided. What's the kind of the implication of the word subside? Yeah, like attacks in Iraq have subsided this week. Yeah, it means there's a potential for it to come back up. Okay, I mean subside. We didn't say we're permanently eliminated or something, right? Okay. The noob has the same sense. The sun will come back up, right? Noob gone pa nyomba jukla. In a 65th of a single snap, they go into a type of meditation in which they can subdue the sense of duality. Within a 65th of a finger snap, they have this extraordinary capacity to drop into deep meditation on emptiness, really, or on the that no longer has duality. Within a 65th of a single snap, they can go par. They can go into it. Okay? What's he going to say next? If he's got this big thing about, they can go into it in a split second, in a microsecond.
They can come out
in a microsecond too. Okay? So here he says, Jukpatang, Jazoki Kechi Machigla, in a single Jazoki Kechi, in a single 65th of a snap, Ninang Nupa Dele, from that subsiding of the duality, dung. Dung means to rise up. Okay? To rise up out of it. Okay? Nyaodang dung dung dutinyang, right? Nyaodang dung. First you know, then you dung. Okay? So they dung out of it. Knew. They knew. They're capable of that. Gyutengi in Beijing. And that's why their dokso is Kyeponchen. What's that mean? That's why you can call not only the subject state of mind extraordinary and the object extraordinary, but that's goddamn extraordinary. That somebody in a 65th of a second they can go into an emptiness meditation and in the next 65th of a second come out of it. At will. You see? At will. On demand. Okay?
Talking about the direct perception emptiness?
That's tricky. He didn't say that, did he?
No.
He just said the subsiding of duality. Then you'd get into this debate, which you can take to the debate ground. Can you have a subsiding of duality without having perception, direct perception of emptiness?
Yes.
Okay, now I have to translate it. Oh, very special. Yeah.
Can we say in a split second instead of a microsecond?
Do you guys, let's take a vote. We're going to vote in between microsecond and split second. Everybody for microsecond, raise your hand.
My list is short.
Everybody for split second, raise your hand. Oh my God, it's about 50-50.
Okay, let's go on. How about the briefest fraction of a second?
Whoa. Okay, sure. Can you settle back
down
the moments
when
I can
finish
typing?
Whoa, where'd he go? It's probably a good time to... these aren't just regular cookies. The object eating the cookies is special. The way in which you eat them is special, and the cookies themselves are special because Evan's mom has donated the cookies. Very peanut butter, high class cookie. Healthy advantage, this is for somebody else. Raisin oatmeal. I believe Lama Krishna likes raisins. But the only cookie favored by every single desert creature during the 3-day retreat. And she just brought it by coincidence, and she's not a special person. Every animal in the desert will freak out over these maple cookies. And just this brand, only this brand. And the caretakers like to drive to Prescott or Flagstaff to get these things. So you'll want to taste these if there's any left over. And Anatole's getting you some healthy drinks to balance out the sugar. And there's some Hershey Kisses, and I tried to do the fish and bread thing, but it didn't work.
Thank you.
What was that? That's not it, right?
What's that?
Oh. That's not it. That's not your plan. No.
Oh, why do you do it? Let us see.
Oh, that's another one. Yeah, I just can't find the folder. Wow. Thank you. I'm more of a cookie guy. I think it was on your hard disk. I was working on your flash disk. It was on your flash disk. I was working off your flash disk. Last time I was working off your flash
disk. Oh, you're right.
Thank you. Is that your flash disk? Okay. No one's going to blame me if you can't sit still in Bob Timber class. Okay? Huh?
Never said that.
Yeah, huh?
Is that okay?
Yeah, you're right. Okay. With perfect pronunciation. The maple ones are good for pronunciation. Just this little piece. One, two, three. Sa du me ne ka su ju na te ta che pa yin te do de sa chu pa ne. The only detail here is that juke means to enter, so that's right, but dung means to come out, and they're talking about that kind of juke dung. What kind of juke dung? Yeah, going in and coming out of the meditation. Okay, on what?
A special object.
Yeah, yandata. Okay, so... Dodesa Chupale, that's denied, as it says in the Sutra on the Ten Bhumis, okay? So there's a sutra that just describes the Ten Bodhisattva Bhumis. It's not too good for attention, but they should be happy. Okay.
I heard you.
Okay, that's the one.
It's the teacher. It's your teacher.
What? So how's he going to prove that bodhisattvas really can come, go in and come out of a meditation on this deep object within a single second? How's he going to prove it? Lung or Rikpan? He's going to use Lung. Okay, there's two ways to prove something. That's why Jabba's last name is
Lungrik,
but he's not coming. Bundur is coming. So Lungrik means you can either prove something by quoting a scripture. It has to be a certain kind of scripture. What?
Authoritative.
No. It can be unauthoritative.
One that you agree
with. Well,
you have to agree
with
that it's a scripture.
One that who agrees?
You and whoever agrees.
Yeah, you, that's a big deal, okay? You can't quote Kedup Tempa Dargye's Sarah May textbooks at the John Gunchen, at the winter debates. Why? Sarah J won't buy it. If there's a guy from Sarah J there, they'll say, that's not Lung. That's just your textbook from your monastery. So when we go to the winter debates, we have to memorize like Gyaltsub J or Jetsam Kapa. Why? All the Gelupa colleges have to accept that. But then when Sakyas or Bumbos show up to the winter debates, you have to... Yeah, you have to quote something that everyone can use. You see what I mean? So Lung is only valid for people who have the same scriptural, who accept the same scriptures, right? And that's a common mistake for Westerners who are trying to convince their friends about the validity of karma. They're quoting some kind of Buddhist book that their friend maybe never heard of. And that doesn't work, okay? It's illegal according to the rules of Buddhism. Then Rigpa? Logic, just cold logic. So I was really good at Rigpa in the monastery. I wasn't so good at Lung. Why? I just didn't memorize all that stuff since I was 7 years old, you know? And it would be frustrating for me because they would quote some Lung, you know? And I'd say, well, does that prove that? They'd say, yeah, really? And I'd say, okay. So anyway, let's read this together. This is one long, massive quotation. One, two, three. Ge Yahweh Se Tha Chang Chu Sen Ba Sa Chu Pa Men Che Chang Chu Sen Pe Go Pa La Yung Ba Ju Te Chang Chu Sen Ba Jun Dung Ba Di La Ne Pe Chanchu Senpa Ni Senki Kechita Senki Kechila Yang Gopala Nyumbar Juchi Dante Gopal Nusuntu She She Ni Ni Chao She Sumei Done. Okay. Do you guys know Ke? It's the He and He Vajra. What does it mean? It means He. Okay, it means Hey. Hey, man. Okay. Galway said that. What's a Galway say? What's a girl say? What's a girl say, girl say? A child of the victors. Yeah, a child of the victorious priest. Chanju Semba Satrupa Menche Chanju Sempe Kopalanyo Machute. Okay. This reads a little difficult. This reads a little off. What should we do? Yeah, check the original. Where? Kangyo Tengyo or Sumbum? It's Kangyo because it's a sutra, right? Right? Sutra yin a Kangyo yin bikyab e.
Huh?
Yeah, Vinaya Sutra Church and Kangyo yin bata. Vinaya Sutra Church and Kangyo yin bata. Sleeping is not a choice. You either have to say chichir or good. What? Vinaya Sutra Chichir. Kangyur Yimbaka. Good. Vinaya Sutra is not in the Kangyur. Mayinte? Why the hell not? It was written by Guna Prabha like centuries later. Almost 1,000 years later. More than 1,000 years later. Okay? So Tantra Yimbaka Kangyur Yimbaka. Tantra in a tantra in a kanya in the akata. If it's a tantra, does it belong in the kanya or not?
Yes.
Do. So uttara tantra chitya.
Oh.
Alright. Okay. So he says, oh, now, unfortunately, ACIP, struggling for funds as they are, hasn't input all the kanya. Okay? So I don't think it's in there. Of kanya?
I don't think so.
Yeah? The problem is there's nothing unique about this sentence. How about Dila Nepe Chang? I don't think we have it, but let me see. Let's check in the Sumbum just to see if anybody else quoted it differently. And we'll write a letter to who? John Brady. What is this Geshe? This is a text that was written by somebody as their Geshe exam memorizing assignment. On the seventh Bodhisattva level. Okay. Yeah. It's a good piece. So those of you who don't know, it's going through about 500,000 pages of input to see if it's there. I don't think it's there. Time enough to finish one more cookie. This is the second half of the quotation, okay? Oh, actually, it's the whole thing. Watch the top in the white, and I'll read the black and tell me if anything's different. Okay, ready? Ke gyal wei se dha chan chu sem pe sa tu pa yen che.
Right there, yen che.
Whoa. Keep going, okay? After yen che. Chan chu sem pa gok pa. Samba, right? Not gok be. Gok pa la nyom ba juk de. Chan chu. Sembe sadumba dila nebe. Where? Semba sadumba. Chanju, say again. Chanju sempe sa. Good, that makes a lot more sense, see?
Both of those sembas, the one on the top.
You said, yeah.
Really?
Yes, you said sempe for the first one.
Yeah? It makes a lot more sense. Okay. It makes 10 times more sense. Okay, so that's nice to have there. Let's see, we'll keep going, okay? I'll move this a little bit. I'm going to start, let's start here. Chan.
What about the junction?
Where? Here? Right. I'll start from the top. Just tell me when something changes. Ke gyal we se dha. Changju Senpe Satrupa Yenche. Big difference. Yeah, on up or on down, right? But I think our text is right that on that one. Senpe, sorry, Yenche Changju Senpa.
Senpe.
Yeah, okay. What you do till you're sure is you just write in the, sorry. Okay, you write in what you're not sure to correct, okay? Chanchu sam pa, right? Gokpa la nyombar juk de, I think de is correct. Chanchu sam pe sadumba di la nepe chanchu sam pa ni semki ke chik tang semki ke chik la yang gokpa la nyombar juk ching dang te gokpa ngun sum tu che shen ni. Mijao. Rest is the same, right?
Rest is the same.
But this still helps a lot, okay? Now, is this better than the text we had, or is it just a worse one?
Bad in a different way.
You go look. You go look. 6825. Who wrote 6825? If it's somebody from Sarah J., it's worse. Six 8 2 5 written by Sharon Jensen. This is Kedev Demgard Dagi's teacher, whom he outdid, according to us. But in this case, I think he's correct. Anyway. I'm going to read it this way. Okay? Yeah. Okay? O children of the victorious Buddhists, think about the cessation meditation that Bodhisattvas on the sixth Bodhisattva level on down engage in. A bodhisattva staying on the seventh bodhisattva level also does the same cessation meditation, but they enter into it and rise from it from one instant of the mind to the following instant. And so you shouldn't say it about them that they brought about this cessation. Okay? There's no time for them to have stayed in the cessation. That could mean like 100 things, and I'm not going to go into it. Okay? But he's just trying to stress how fast they are. They're not hanging out there in any kind of cessation. In one moment they're in, and in the next moment they're out. Okay.
Should that be a one quote?
Yeah. Okay. And then we're going to go to Betz's translation, Jukpa. Okay. This is another quotation, okay? From what? Excuse me. Huh? Jupa. Yeah, Umala Jupa. Okay? And as what? Entering the middle way itself says, right? Because that, why do we say itself? We're on a commentary on the enemy, okay? It's an interesting text for us, okay? Say, let's do it together. 1, 2, 3. Jupa le rindu song dir dini ke chitam ke chitlani gopan ju nyushin she sunde. Okay. What's ring the song? Yeah, or gone to a distance, you see? Gone to a distance. Do you know what that is? It's the name of the seventh Bodhisattva. It's called Rinpoche Soma. And that was my Geshe debate. That was my defense, was Rinpoche Soma, for like hundreds of guys to attack me about. Luckily, they all didn't study ahead of time, and I did. And they just tell you, oh, you have to attack Geshe Michael today, you know? And then they say, what? And they say, seventh Bodhisattva level. So they're like trying to remember anything about the seventh Bodhisattva level. Anyway, here at the stage, here at the level, known as God of Fire, they enter into the cessation from one moment to the next. Okay? Yeah.
We had a previous translation of Rinpoche Soma.
Yeah?
I don't remember if that's in
enough. Oh, good. Okay. So I'm going to put $4, which we hope is unique. And then we go back up to the top of the text. That's why I leave it in Roman, so I can search for the Tibetan. So we search for Rinpoche Soma. And what Evan's talking about is maintaining consistency in your translation. Like, maybe we translated that Bodhisattva level's name like a year ago and we don't remember where it was. So this is why you leave the whole thing in Roman for until you're done. Here's Rinpoche Soma before. We call it Gone Farther. Let's see if there's another one. Gone to a distance.
That's the first thing you said.
Gone to a distance.
Godfather.
Oh boy. This is what Bess will be cleaning up later. Okay. Which one do you like best?
I like Godfather.
Gone Farther?
Afar? It's more poetic.
Sometimes you leave the translation in both so that people say, why did he do that? And then they learn something that both ways of saying it. Okay, so like on your tantric reading for last weekend, there were the three blisses. We translated as three ecstasies in 1983, and then by 2007 it was the three blisses, and we just left it, you see? And like somebody has to sit there and think, well, why? What's the difference between bliss and ecstasy, you know? Okay? Okay, we're up to Venerable Chinzon. We're just going to go. We got 3 minutes. Let me look at this. I'm just going to read it to you for fun, okay? This is like a retard from the late night Friday class got into our class. And made us a debate. Okay. Kachi Jap, this is Kachi. Okay. Kachi means? Yeah, somebody comes up and makes an objection. One big mouth. They should have said Kachi Nchi, right? Anyway. Jazogi Tungde Ke Chigma Chigni La Ni Nan Be Gone Jodan Yiga Che. Sena, okay, means, oh, these bodhisattvas at the seventh bodhisattva level, they go into this meditation and they come out of this meditation. In just one of these instances, jazoka kechik. What's a jazoka kechik? The smallest amount of time in which you can perform an action. Okay? In one smallest amount of time in which you can perform a single action, they go into and come out of the meditation. Then we say, mi te de. That's all wrong. Why? If that was the way it was, Dangwe Jawa, the action of coming out, and Jupe Jawa, the action of coming, going in, ni, cha she su soe, the instant would have to be split into the action of going in and the action of going out. Cha she su soe. Then it wouldn't be a jazoke ke chigma. Then it wouldn't be a minimum amount of time that you could do one action in. And then it wouldn't be a 동대 개칭나. It wouldn't be the smallest amount of time instant. There's a problem with your thinking. Okay?
Where?
Okay. Detana. And so, we wrap it up. Dangwe jawa. There's the action of coming out. Jukpe jawa. There's the action of going in. Ni. And they each take a jazuki kechima. Each one is something that lasts for an incident. The smallest incident of time. Okay? Obviously.
So they're staying in the first incident or halfway through the second they come out?
So, you sound like those Bogjima people. I don't know what you guys are doing. I mean, really. They go in an incident. They come out in an incident. There's no problem.
There's no staying.
Right, and that's why Lord Buddha said, Mundu Miche, they don't have time to do Gopa. They don't have time to do anything there.
So then they weren't really there.
So they weren't in a Gopa meditation. So they weren't focused on, they weren't in a meditation that was Gopa. So they weren't in a Yanda Metta. The object of their meditation wasn't the ultimate end. The object of their meditation is not special.
Apparently not.
Keshin trupa nyepe tenpa targege gombata gyawa yime. Keshin trupa means the wise one, the realized one, the saint, the one beyond all. Kedip Tematage must have been wrong. No, in Saramay, then you're like, what do you call it? You're like disgraced. Because he said so. Okay, got it? So it can be frustrating if you're in Saramay and they say, oh, you have contradicted the great Kedip Tematage. And then you're like, yeah, I am. They said, no, you can't do that. Yeah, I don't know. It's a question. We'll do it next week. All right. Anyway, they're pretty fast, apparently. How fast, we're not sure. Summarize this class in a single sentence. No, apparently there's some people who get to a stage where they can go into a emptiness or close to emptiness within an instant, on at will, on demand. Okay, something that we can't do for 50 years or something. Is that what I mean? Okay. So like that would be outshining the rest of us as far as their mental capacity, right? Okay? If they're able to go beyond duality at will in an instant, any time they want to. So that would be better. Okay, so just go home with that. That's the bottom line, yeah. Do they still see deceptive reality? To me, the absence of negative thoughts in someone's mind is still a deceptive reality. It's not emptiness, okay? As you said, it's the absence of something that did exist. And it's like the absence of elephants in this room, you can see that. That's deceptive reality. It's not ultimate reality. So in my mind, they're not talking about ultimate reality, but with that cause duality to subside. Just to focus on how someone else had gotten rid of their mental afflictions. That's a question you have to ask. Do it in the background. Okay. Good night.